Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doc, hey, what's up, man? It's Jason Aldean.
Hey, Jason. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jason. And you know what? We're so looking forward to you. You guys are the first big concert since all that crazy stuff that happened a few years ago. So welcome back.
Yeah, man. We're excited. We're excited to finally have a normal year this year and things kind of get back to normal. So we're excited to hit the road for sure.
Many, many years ago, I got to meet you. And you just had a song out called Hicktown, your first big hit. Was your goal to become the big superstar you have become, or has it been quite a ride?
Yeah, you know, I mean, growing up, I was into sports, you know. Baseball was really a thing, and music was kind of a hobby that I did on the side. And the older I got, the more I just enjoyed it and you know, kind of started playing nightclubs when I was about 14 or 15 and realized, like, it's not a bad gig here, you know. And, you know, moved to Nashville at 21 and started writing songs. It's kind of through from there. But, I mean, I never in a million years had any idea that it would turn into what it has.
And we're talking to Jason Aldean. Last year, my wife and I went to Nashville and got to visit all the bars, including yours. And I don't know how you did it, but you got a big green tractor right behind the bar.
Hey, me too. Trust me, that was it's cool, but I don't have anything to do with that.
But we were in there, and as you know, you guys had there was a band, you know, smaller band playing on stage at that point. But you think about it, you know, you've got even in Nashville, people that are performing on a street corner are super talented. Like any of those, you would think, my goodness, they could turn out to be something huge.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, it's, you know, Nashville is, I always tell people, you know, ask me if they're, you know, they're a singer and do I have any advice? I'm like, move to Nashville. There's so many great singers and songwriters and stuff that are already there. It's like, you know, that's the thing is to move there, kind of get ingrained in that city and what's going on. And there's a lot of talented people there. And that's right. I mean, you never know who's going to be the next one to come out of one of those bars down there and be the next superstar of country music.
And you look at any of these people and thinking they got the invitation to play the stage at Jason Aldean's bar, they kind of hit the big time.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they like playing there. you know, luckily now there's a lot more places downtown to play than there was really when I, you know, moved to Nashville. There was a few. There was the Wild Horse and Tootsie's. There was a couple. Now there's a lot, you know, so you can showcase a lot of different artists and a lot of people are getting a chance to get out there, play, and be seen, which is cool.
Who, besides your bar, what other ones do you like on Broadway that, you know, other artists own that you really like to enjoy to visit every now and then?
Well, you know, mine and Luke's are side by side, and we share part of a rooftop. Mm-hmm. So kind of go back and forth into each other's place a little bit. And then Miranda, she's got a place that just opened, I think, in the last year across the street from our and hers has been pretty cool. I spent my birthday at her bar. So, yeah, I mean, we just kind of jump around and, you know, enjoy all of them. It's kind of fun to have.
That's so cool. So we're talking to Jason Aldean this morning here on Froggy 101. A couple of questions, too. This goes back a couple of years ago. One of your biggest songs, Dirt Road Anthem. It seemed like every artist that came to visit us said they were one of the writers of Dirt Road Anthem. How many people were involved in writing that song?
I don't know. I know two guys, Brantley Gilbert and Colt Ford.
Okay.
Who are the two that I knew. And Colt had been on tour with me for a while, and I heard him out playing that song live every night. And I thought it was cool. I didn't really know much about the song. I never heard Brantley's version. And my producer wanted to go in and cut that song on the My Kind of Party record. And so that was kind of how it came about. I called Colt and just asked him what he thought about us recording the song, and he gave us his blessing. And then while we were recording that, Brantley, I came to the studio and I met Brantley for the first time.
Brantley had this big event at his home a couple of years back, and see, so you take these tour buses out, they had, you know, a bunch of radio people on there, and all of a sudden you're driving out into the middle of nowhere, you know, we're in Georgia, and on this road, and he meets us there in a pickup truck, and as soon as everybody gets off, his first thing was, you are standing on the dirt road that inspired Dirt Road Anthem.
Hey, well, I've never been down that road, but I'm very thankful for that road.
Yeah, that road's been very good to you, hasn't it?
It has, for sure.
We're talking to Jason Aldean this morning. Jason, huge hit for you, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You. What's the story behind that? How'd that song come about?
Well, you know, we were putting together the double album and really wanted a song that was sort of the centerpiece of the record. And we had talked about, you know, trying to find a duet or something like that. I really didn't know, didn't have an artist in mind really or anything like that to do the song with. But we just wanted a duet. And so we were it was getting kind of crunch time. We hadn't found the song. And a couple of guys in my band and the new artist that we're working with named John Morgan went in to just basically try to write the song. Which typically never works out. You know, when you go in to try and write something, it never really works out like that. But they went in one night and just decided to try and write a duet. And the next day they sent me If I Didn't Love You. And so when the chorus was over, I just immediately called my manager and said, hey, we need to get Carrie Underwood on this song. And so that was kind of how it started. And then I think 2 weeks later, we had the song cut and had vocals on it and everything. So it happened pretty quick.
And you played the piano in that song, right?
I do live, yeah.
Yeah. See, I never knew. I always thought you were just a guitar player. And I was watching the video and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know he plays the piano also. Talented man, Jason.
Well, I play well enough to play that song and a couple others, but that's about it.
Well, tonight is the big night, Jason. Looking forward to seeing you and Gabby Barrett, the whole gang, up at Montage Mountain. And it's a beautiful night for a concert. We'll see you a little later on.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Looking forward to seeing you guys as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.